This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find a lot of stuff, and it's all free. Main feature of the site allows you to control the content. You go there and submit whatever you want from across the internet. And then our listeners will see it and vote as to whether they like or dislike it. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website. In fact, it's that system. That system is how I found our next guest. And it's very unusual we'll have guests on. It's certainly unusual we'll have two.
Two in one night.
But I botched it up and double booked them. And luckily, Stephen Pruner is... was flexible enough to move a little bit later for us. So is it, should you go by Steve or Stephen?
Steve.
Okay, Steve Pruner is with us from the Raleigh area, I believe, in North Carolina?
From Durham, North Carolina, so Raleigh-Durham area here.
Okay, great. And so we actually found out about you because one of our listeners came on our website and submitted the news story about what happened to you last week as you were arrested and charged, I believe, with two counts of operating a business without a license for heroically selling hot dogs without begging the government bureaucrats' permission first. Where do you start your story, Steve?
Well, the story starts about 9 months ago when my brother moved to the state, and he's in kidney dialysis, so he was a long-haul trucker and couldn't work there, so we decided to build a hot dog cart so he could earn some extra money. And then in the middle of that build, my regular job is an independent recruiter for clinical research trials.
Okay.
The job market crashed. And so I thought, well, I'll get a cart too. So I got a cart, and we went down to the health department to do our thing, and then we found out about this stupid commissary requirement. It's basically before you can get a permit from the health department, or the you have to associate yourself, actually write a contract between you and someone who already has a health-permitted kitchen. That would be like tantamount to, you know, starting a business, and you go to one of your competitors, and you have to work with them.
Wow. So it has to be somebody who's licensed inside the municipality?
Yes, it has to be already, or in that county at least, a health-inspected kitchen that's already been through a health department. Most of those kitchens, about 90% of them are going to be restaurants.
Yeah.
Which are also a direct competitor in a lot of senses.
Sure.
And in a news article that appeared last week, the article that you referred to, it said that there was a title, "The Police to Crack Down on Illegal Food Vendors." The police and the health department team up to crack down on illegal food vendors. In that article, it said the people who, you know, the people who were complaining about these food carts and you run them up?
I bet people.
It was the restaurant owners.
Sure, they were.
It was the restaurant owners.
So
this law has really been ginned up by the Restaurant Association to place a false barrier in front of would-be competitors.
Absolutely.
But
that's
the thing of it is,
I was just going to say, that's what we find out to be the case with pretty much every regulation and regulatory board out there. They essentially exist for the purposes of not protecting consumers like they want you to believe, but to actually protect the existing business people from competition.
And to support their own self-made bureaucracies and their own jobs. It so happens that North Carolina is a right-to-work state. 20-some states, I think it's 23 states in the union, are right-to-work states. But North Carolina has unique language in the right-to-work statute, in the general statute of laws of North Carolina. It makes a very clear statement, and it says this: the right to live includes the right to work.
Hmm.
The exercise of the right to work shall be maintained, protected, free from undue restrictions and or coercion.
They got
now,
you on that word undue there.
Yeah.
Undue restrictions and or coercion. In the last couple of weeks, I've had a lot of undue restriction and coercion placed on my hot dog business.
I
was hauled away from my hot dog cart in handcuffs and thrown in the slammer for a day.
Wow.
And told that I wasn't going to operate. If I operated again, they would do the same thing.
Hmm.
So I would say that that's an undue restriction, and certainly it is a heavy-duty coercion.
Absolutely it is. But I imagine the men in the robes would not agree with you because...
I don't know. Well, you will see how it... I mean, at this point, all you can do is take it to court and see what happens. And I think you've got yourself an interesting case to try. I mean, I'm not one to trust the court systems to be particularly fair and just. Sure. I don't believe the justice system really deals in justice.
I don't think it does either. I'm not that naive to believe that. But also, besides the general statute, right-to-work statute in the state of North Carolina, we also have a very strong state constitution. And our state constitution in North Carolina actually grants us more rights than the federal constitution because they, and their very Article 1, Section 1 of the North Carolina state constitution, they codify the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, except they added one more strong statement. It says this: self-evident that all men are created equal. They're endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, the enjoyment of the fruits of one's own labor, and the pursuit of happiness.
Hmm. There's some great stuff like that in constitutions. Like by the way, we're here in New Hampshire. It's where we're doing this show from. And the New Hampshire Constitution is also, you know, it's got some wonderful language in it that's, you know, akin to what you're just saying there. Unfortunately, they just don't care about well, what it says.
They don't if people don't stand up for them. And I think that this is all you can do, right?
Well, and that's why I wanted to have you on the show tonight, Steve, because I think what you've done, and that is operating your business without asking government bureaucrats permission, just going ahead and serving your customers with the product or service that they were looking for without begging and not doing not making apologies for it later when you get caught, because that's one of the lame things that people will, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean, I should have just gotten my permit." I think that what you've done is an example. I think it's a shining example for people out there that they need to see people disobeying and non-cooperating with these stupid laws that these men and women have passed and have enforced on us for the purpose of nothing more than just simple control. They want money, they want the bribe, which is really all a licensing fee is, and they want your total obedience.
Well, our constitutional rights are never rights unless they're exercised.
It's true.
And it's one of the things that I've learned in this whole experience is just how cheap our constitutional rights are and how easily they're run over, disregarded, and not taken account for. And so the government thinks that because they're big and powerful, they can just run over individuals. Well, an individual who knows the law, standing on constitutional footing, can take them all down. And it's not always the case that we win every battle. But if citizens do not stand up for their God-given inalienable rights, then what rights were they going to stand up for?
Well, if only people would stand up for something. It seems like these days more people are just content to cower and be apologetic for attempting to live free or not even bothering to live free in the first place. I'm with you on all that. In fact, I've got a number of more questions. Can we stick with you here for a little while and hold
sure.
you through a break or two?
Yeah, I'd love to stay on the show with you.
Great, because there's a lot. I want to talk about the actual arrest and how that went. Also, you told me on the phone that there's already been a court development here, and I definitely want to get into what has happened there. So you started out doing the business, though. You set up the hot dog stand. You set up actually outside the local college.
Well, no, my first location was outside the Social Security building in the public sidewalk, and I was accosted by a zoning department official who told me I couldn't have a sandwich sign out next to my car. And I went, "Hey, wait a minute, isn't there such a thing as the First Amendment?" And that's what began this whole thing. I was happily selling hot dogs out there, and I had my little homemade sandwich sign. And a zoning official happened to be, I guess, there, and she came up to me and introduced herself, showed me a card, and she said that I couldn't have a sandwich sign. And I had a truck there towed my hot dog cart, and I said, "Well, can I put the sign on my truck?" And she said, "No, I couldn't do that either." And I went, "What? I can't have a sign on my truck?"
Don't you
either?
Understand? We own you, Steve.
Right.
We own you.
That freedom of speech thing? Not if you're trying to make money.
I'll tell you what, hang on. More with Steve Printer. He is the man behind Outlaw Hot Dogs, arrested last week for daring to sell people beefy, delicious goodness. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. And who snitched him out? The competitors, of course, the restaurants. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com. In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. Enjoy Those On Us features there, including our Shrine of Female listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video and show that they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see that for yourself. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Hey, well, if you run across a situation like our interviewee here, the outlaw hot dog purveyor, well, you may very well use jurisdictionary.com. It's for people who don't have an attorney that have to take a case to court, whether they're defendants or plaintiffs. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. It works in every state in the United States. It's, as a matter of fact, all over the world. U.S., Canada, England, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, India, and Puerto Rico. It's not just for traffic tickets. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, 800-259-9231 is our number. If you've got a question for the outlaw hot doggist, Steve Pruner is with us from Durham, North Carolina. Steve, welcome back to the program. I appreciate you sticking with us to tell your story here tonight. Are you there?
Yes, thank you. Glad to do it.
And by the way, I asked you off the air if there was some sort of a website for outlaw hot dogs, and I guess it just wasn't around long enough to start one, but apparently somebody has started a fans of, or rather supporters of, the outlaw hot dogs on Facebook. So I've gone ahead and joined up with that group, because one of the things that our listeners can certainly count on us doing on Free Talk Live is doing whatever we can to support and get the word out about people who are in your position, who have just gone ahead and done what it is they wanted to do without begging the government bureaucrats for permission, which essentially is an act of civil disobedience. I mean, did you realize that's what you were doing when you were putting your hot dog stand together and heading out?
Well, when I came to the decision that I was going to go into business anyway, despite their barriers to entry, I wasn't considering the act of civil obedience. I was considering that exercising my constitutional rights. And that trumped their petty bureaucratic health regulation.
It's supposed to be the highest law in the land, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, I was in the beginning willing to get a permit, and I've still been trying to get them to inspect my cart. So every time the health inspectors come out to harass me, I always ask them to inspect my cart, which they refuse. And that's really the irony here, because they claim that, oh, they're protecting the health and safety of the individuals, but they won't inspect my cart because I don't have a commissary agreement. I don't have a third-party agreement to present to them, to lay at their feet. So because of that, they're not going to inspect my cart. But isn't the reason for their purpose the health and safety? And this whole thing of going to court, going to jail, has never been about health and safety. It's been about them, using me as an example.
It's about obedience.
What happens if you disobey the rules?
Yep, that's what it always boils down to. It's about obedience. And that's really the ultimate law in this country, is disobeying the men and women who claim that they are your servants. And clearly they don't act that way. In fact, we've had Kerry Paco Ellison on this show in the past. He's probably the most recent disobedient person. And it's sad that exercising your so-called constitutional rights has to be civil disobedience. But that's the day and age we live in. He was a bar owner is a bar owner in Charleston, West Virginia, who, when they passed a smoking ban in that county, basically said, yeah, screw you, I'm going to keep allowing my customers to smoke. And, of course, they went after him and went after him and went after him, and he continued to refuse to, bow down to these guys. Eventually he did, just because the pressure became too great, and, he was going to lose his liquor license and all of that, because you can only go so far with this. How long were you operating the hot dog stand before this zoning bureaucrat showed up?
Oh, I was there for just a few weeks, and then it moved from there. I found out about my rights in the law and in the general statute of the Constitution, and I also found out about federal civil rights violations, this USC 42 USC 1983, and it basically says that you can sue somebody is in the local government. State officials are held with immunity, but local officials are not protected. They don't have immunity. You can sue them personally for violations of your civil rights and sue them for damages and attorney fees. And in 1983, they changed the law so that you collect attorney fees to make it easier for people who have their civil rights violated to get attorneys. And this law has its genesis all the way back to the Ku Klux Klan Act back in it dates all the way back to Reconstruction and the Civil War. It kept getting improving. But so I put them on notice. I sent them an email saying I was putting them on notice that they violated my civil rights. If they continued to do so, I was going to sue them in federal court under this law. And I had been to the city attorney and talked with them. I'd been to the zoning people and talked with them, trying to get them to understand that I have a civil right here.
Mm.
And that zoning rules is kind of sort of like saying, well, you can exercise your First Amendment right on this street corner, but you can't on that street corner. And I objected to that.
Yeah.
Well, after I put them on notice that I was going to sue them in federal court, they became quiet as church mouse. Mm. And in fact, it was the zoning people who ratted me out to the health department, put the health department on me.
Now, is the health department a state organization or the local boys?
It's a state organization. We have a Durham County Health Department. It's part of the state health department. So it's a state, in that fact, it's a state organization. It's not a local. They have a local office. It's a Durham County health. It's the Durham County version, but it is a state office.
So that means that by the federal 1983 thing, that you couldn't go after the health board then?
Can't go after them personally. I could still sue them in federal court and ask for injunctive relief,
mm-hmm.
Which is probably what I'm going to eventually going to have to do.
What's
all that
going to
cost?
Well, here's the other thing. It turns out you either need a whole lot of money or you need
or
no money.
Yeah.
The freest people in the land are people that have nothing.
They got nothing to lose.
Because
that's
they
true.
Can't take anything from you.
Yep.
And guess what? You can apply for everything. So since now I don't have an income thanks to the county of Durham, I am now indigent.
Hmm.
So I have zero income. And I don't qualify for unemployment because I was self-employed.
Right.
So I am now indigent. And that means I get to do it for free.
Well, I hope that we'll be able to keep in touch with you and find out what goes on as this this case develops, because it's just absolutely outrageous. And of course, this happens around the country where people are just intimidated by this system. They're so intimidated by it that in many cases they won't even bother starting whatever it is they want to do. I was looking at a website yesterday, Etsy.com, which is a website where folks who are very creative can send or can sell their creations online to a vast audience of people that are looking to buy neat things, and they have these blog posts about, you quit your day job, tell us about it, basically, with questions about people who were working at some corporate job, and then they quit, and now they can create the things that they love to create and sell them on this website. And there was one answer, there was one question about what's the hardest thing about running your own business, and the answer was essentially dealing with the regulatory paperwork and jumping through these government hoops and filling out the forms, and the hardest thing about their business was dealing with the government. And you have to think about how many people does that just dissuade from even starting anything in the first place. You can stick with us, right?
Yes, I can.
All right, more with Steve Prenner here in moments. He's the man behind Outlaw Hot Dogs. If you've got a question for him, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Troy Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport. Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Though, if you've got a question for Steve Bruner from Outlaw Hot Dogs, he's with us, and your question will be given priority. So 800-259-9231. We talked about this story a couple days ago when it appeared on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. This man, Steve has been attacked by the local bureaucrats in the Durham, North Carolina area. They arrested him last week because he dared to operate his business without begging the government for a permission slip, which would have been next to impossible. He wasn't opposed necessarily to going and getting it, but it would have been next to impossible to actually acquire it. Because in order to sell hot dogs in Durham, North Carolina, on the street, across North Carolina, you have to have some sort of link with an officially sanctioned kitchen. So you'd have to go to a restaurant and basically ask them if it's all right if they sign on with you competing with them. And, of course, they'd probably want some money from you in order to do that. Or, I guess the alternative would be to just create your own government-approved kitchen with all the $200,000 vent hoods or whatever mandates they require to make it just too difficult for the average person to actually do that kind of thing, because that's the point of regulations, is to price you and I out of business and keep the existing players in. We'll get back to Steve in a moment.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child, especially you, about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to my son Jack all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go now to freemarketunderdog.com. See some samples there and order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, we're back with Steve Printer. And Steve, you were selling your hot dogs, and you were selling it for a few, you know, a couple weeks, and then this zoning bureaucrat shows up. You were outside the Social Security office. Zoning bureaucrat shows up, starts threatening you over your signage, not specifically that you were selling without a permit, but where you were placing your signage, and you just decided to say, screw this, and you went and you moved locations. And was that when you ended up outside the college?
Well, I was never in front of the college. I've been the best place I've been, my last spot, is in front of Duke Hospital in Durham, North Carolina.
But I don't know why I thought it was the college. Spot. I apologize.
Yes. I had moved to another spot that actually did better business there, and it wasn't long before the zoning people saw me again. And, of course, now they jumped up their game, and they're really mad at me because there I am again with my sign. And at that point, I just said, no, I'm not taking it down. And
nice.
It's my First Amendment right, and I'd researched some of the law about constitutional free speech rights and commercial free speech rights, and I said, no, I'm not taking it down. This is my business. I'm not taking it down. So they decided to come out and actually cite me on with a civil citation that had a $500 fine. And when I got it in the mail, it wasn't about the sandwich sign. It was about, now the rules have changed, and now it's about you're outside the downtown business district. I was evidently located in a district that wasn't zoned for vending.
We have not approved the business operations in this area. Sorry.
So I got that ticket, and it said in the ticket, in the documentation, that I could appeal to the Board of Appeal. And I go, okay, well, I'm going to appeal this. So I sat at home, and I typed up all the law and the stuff, and I made my little appeal, and I marched down to the city offices, and this is where the Board Adjustment is. And I've come to find out the Board of Adjustment is just a bunch of city-appointed people that discuss zoning issues. And the kicker was I filled out the form. I went there and I said, I'm appealing this. I got this citation. I'd like to appeal it. And the gentleman says, well, do you have $675 for an application? And I said, what, $675 to appeal? Where's the due process in that?
Right, $675 to appeal a $500 ticket.
Yep.
Yes. And there was no due process there.
It's a joke.
So they're just going to take my money, and I'm not going to go in front of a judge or anything.
Right.
They just write this thing. So I decide, well, I'm not going to pay that. So I continue to sell my hot dogs just like I always did, and they showed up again. They wrote me another $500 ticket.
Hmm.
Well, that's when I sent them notice that they were violating my civil rights, and I was going to sue them in federal court.
Got it.
And it was about a week after that. I guess it was just a couple of days after I sent them that notice. You know, I didn't hear anything from them. I still to this day have not heard one more word about those two $500 tickets. I haven't heard one word from anybody in the zoning department. But about a few days after I sent that notice and they laid off of me, the health inspector shows up at my car at that location and says, do you have a permit? And I say, no. I have the Constitution and the general statute. He said, well, you can't operate. You're going to have to close. You're going to have to shut down. I said, I don't think so. Would you mind moving out of the way? I'm trying to serve hot dogs here.
So, I would have loved to have seen video of this. Did you have a video camera with you?
No, I didn't. But I continued to serve hot dogs. And then I had an opportunity to speak with the health inspector, you know, and I said, and he introduces, he told me his name. I told him my name. I said, I said, look, Mr. Myers, you know, I am trying to earn a living here. I am, you know, I am under the law. I have a right to work, and I'm exercising that right. And I don't really need your permission.
Thanks,
if you'd like to inspect my card, I would love to have you inspect my card so I can get my health permit. And he said, no, we can't do that. You have to have a commissary. You have to apply.
There's paperwork that must be filed.
Yeah. So here's the health department. Here's the health department. The supervisor of the health inspectors himself, standing not 1 foot, not 12 inches away from my car, and his job is to protect the health and safety of the citizens of Durham.
Nonsense.
And yet, no, he's not going to inspect my car.
That's not his job.
Yeah, that's not what his job is. That's just the title.
His
job is a revenue collector for the bureaucracy.
So then it was about. Three, four weeks later, almost a month later, this is like I'm in my fifth month of selling hot dogs, building up my customer base. And he shows, you know, he showed up a couple other times in between and says, you know, Steve, how far are you going to take this? I said, well, I'm ready to go to court today. And actually, when I was selling hot dogs, I went to work with two things. A writ of habeas corpus already typed out, ready to go, and a handcuff key on my chef's coat. So that was...
Hey, Steve, when did you... quick question. When did you decide to change the name of your business to Outlaw Hot Dogs? Because that wasn't what it was initially, right?
No, it was called Dogs Gone Wild. And I changed the name to Outlaw Hot Dogs at my last locations after the state decided to sue me in Superior Court, Civil Superior Court, to have me declared. They were seeking an injunction to have me declared a public health hazard to the citizens of Durham County. And in their complaint, they had mentioned they had observed me on three separate occasions vending hot dogs, but nowhere in their claim had they ever alleged anywhere, nor have they alleged to this day in either their statements to the press or in their legal documents, that I was doing anything that was unhealthy, unsanitary, or had food that was unhealthy or unsanitary.
They were hot dogs.
Yeah, they were hot. Well, the main complaint is I was operating without a license.
Yep, sure.
And therefore, it said in the complaint, it said, under these circumstances, Mr. Pruner is a health hazard to the public, the citizens of Durham County.
The only hazard to the only hazard to the people of Durham County are the government bureaucrats. They're the hazard.
That's exactly right. So I was trying. They were trying to have me declared a public health hazard because I didn't have two pieces of paper. Heck with what food I was serving. They didn't really even care.
Yep.
They never looked at it. They never said anything about my service. They never said anything about my food. All in the meantime, I'm developing a pretty loyal customer base. You know, yep. And my business is getting better, and you know, I'm liking my business.
And then, people love an underdog. I mean, a story like this really brings people over to your side.
Now, how far are we away from the actual arrest? Was that shortly thereafter?
I was arrested a week ago, last Wednesday, on October the 27th.
Let's talk about that coming up here. One more segment, if you can stick with us, Steve.
Yep, I can stick with you.
Steve Pruner is here. He is the man behind Outlaw Hot Dogs in Durham, North Carolina, or what was formerly Outlaw Hot Dogs. Who knows if he's going to hit the streets again? We haven't asked him that one yet. But they actually arrested him over selling people food that they were consenting to buying for months. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
MemberDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemberDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemberDealers.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments.
and you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Questions for our special guest here this hour, Steve Printer from Outlaw Hot Dogs, will be given priority. In fact, we're going to go to your calls here in a moment. Also want to make sure to remind you that you know about the Free State Project, because if you are as sick and tired of being obedient as I am, if you're tired of these government bureaucrats ruling your life and telling you how to live your life and what you can do and what you can't do and how much money that you've earned that you have to pay to them in order to just, you know, have the privilege, apparently,
of working and making a living.
Yeah, of creating a product and service and putting it out in the marketplace. And you're sick and tired of the constant interference in your life by these government people, and you want to do something about it? Well, join the Free State Project. If you love liberty and you understand what it means to be free, that the idea is that you have to let other people, who maybe you might disagree with, be free and make choices for themselves that you might not make, so you can make your own choices and honor your neighbor's choice, basically. If you get that, then go to freestateproject.org, get signed up. Join up with the Free State Project. Make the move here to New Hampshire, because people who are willing to be disobedient and people that are also working inside the system are here and they're getting things done, and it's only just started. We've only just really begun on this road to liberty, and it's very exciting. Some wonderful election returns this week up here in New Hampshire. Tomorrow,
huge victories.
Tomorrow there's going to be a major civil disobedience event at the State House, 420 event, and so there's so much activism happening up here. Go to freestateproject.org, get signed up, and then join up with the next 1,000 pledge. If you're planning on being here by the end of 2011, you can go to pledgebank.com/next1000 to get signed up for that. As we go back with Steve Printer in Durham, North Carolina. He's the man behind Outlaw Hot Dogs, who decided that he was just going to go ahead and do his business without begging government bureaucrats and bribing them for permission in order to do that, because there in North Carolina, in order to sell something on the streets, like as a hot dog vendor, you've got to have, according to their rules, you must have a permission slip that shows that you're aligned with an existing government-approved kitchen, which makes it even the more difficult for the average person to jump into the simple business of doing hot dog sales. I mean, it's not a huge investment to get a hot dog cart, is it, Steve?
No, it's not. It's a low capital investment. It was during my I did have a hearing this last Tuesday, coincidentally on election day, November the 2nd, was finally heard in court. It was kind of a little surprise on my part, but I just said to myself, well, and one of the arguments that the attorney for the plaintiff, who was the health department, used, well, this is not preventing him from, you know, getting a business. He could do something else. And another argument was, well, it's not a stranger. He could go out and get his own restaurant.
Right.
So that, I could buy a restaurant so I would have a
so you can have a hot dog cart. You can go build an entire professional kitchen with all the stupid regulations they put on that just so you can have a hot dog cart out. I'll tell you what, I want to get to the phone call here because Dee's been waiting patiently. I think he's got a question. Dee, also in North Carolina, you're on with Steve Pruner from Outlaw Hot Dogs.
Hey, guys. This is Dee Randall, and I'm in Raleigh. And, Steve, I actually submitted the story to Free Talk Live because I heard it on Rick and Donna's show one morning. And I'm really proud of what you've done, man. I want to find out what we can do to support you. And I've got a couple ideas if you want them.
Good question.
I'm really more interested, I guess, in kind of networking together with people like Steve because I'm running a black market business myself and have been for years. And I'm just tired of seeing people that want to work and have skills be afraid to even apply those things because of the bureaucrats. You know, like when are you going to court and stuff like that? We should get some people together and kind of support you.
Well, I've been to court. I was in court this last Tuesday. The judge didn't happen to see that the commissary agreement was an undue restriction, although he did agree with me about the law that we do have a right to work in the state of North Carolina since that's what the law says. he did agree with that, but he just didn't agree that the commissary agreement was an undue restriction. So I actually lost in court. They are signing an order to enjoin me from operating my hot dog cart until I comply with the law. So the state is saying, you know, they're bending my arm behind my back and asking me to say uncle.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. If you have enough people supporting what you're doing, what if one of us took the cart out there and we said, look, we're giving these hot dogs away. We're not selling them. And people could make donations to Outlaw Hot Dogs legal defense. Have a little jar there.
Well,
hey, you'd get more money there than you would selling the hot dogs. And
that's
they couldn't
right.
do a thing
that's
about
that's
it because the law
good.
Probably says you can't sell hot dogs. Is there a law against giving away hot dogs?
Well, the other fact there is.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. So what if you're a charity?
Hey, Steve, did they take the hot dog cart when they arrested you?
No, my brother was there, and they allowed him to take it. I don't know. I think they didn't know what they was going to do with it anyway, so they didn't take it. But I still have it, but it says that I'm not to operate a cart.
Right.
Hey, we could pass that baby around one day to the next and give you the money, man, so you can pay the bills for this.
Yeah.
We could donate a day at a time, you know, different people.
We'll just have volunteer operators.
I'll come out there for 3 or 4 hours and run that cart for
that
you.
That is fantastic. This
and,
is what happens when
you go to pay your lawyers.
This is what happens when you get people that love freedom together. They start brainstorming. They create new ideas. You know, if I might make a suggestion here, since Steve doesn't have a website per se, there is the Supporters of Outlaw Hot Dogs group on Facebook. It's actually Facebook. If you just search for Supporters of Outlaw Hot Dogs on Facebook, it'll come up. Dee, are you over there? Are you one of the supporters there?
Yeah, I'm not on Facebook, but I'm real close to... where he lives.
You might want to get on Facebook. There's, on Facebook, they've got a discussion section, so that might be a way to kind of, you know, get folks talking about this and share information and come up with a plan and get together.
Yeah, because I'm big into civil disobedience. I'm actually going to be featured this week on Mark Stevens' site for a crime spree that my wife and I had this weekend.
Oh, good Lord. Fantastic.
Well,
I look forward
to
it.
Yeah, we do all kinds of things.
Dee, I would suggest that's where you go. I can see that Steve is a member of the Supporters of Outlaw Hot Dogs, so that'd be a good way for the two of you to link up. And I thank you for the call tonight, Dee.
Okay,
appreciate hearing from you.
You bet.
So,
So, Steve, you've been to court. They slapped you down. They thankfully did not take. That was one of my main questions. I was worried about your equipment, and they didn't take your equipment, so that's good. So there's still some possibility here, especially if you get folks that are willing to step up and kind of support you and actually continue the disobedience in your name without you actually being physically present. I think that's a pretty neat idea.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to work because I'm down to my last $70 here, so I have to work.
Mm-hmm.
And the state hasn't mailed me any kind of check. You know, I've been looking in my mailbox since they fired me for my severance pay or my unemployment. I haven't gotten anything from the state so far. Mm.
Strangely, they haven't gotten to that yet.
So, guys, do you have any other questions for Steve while we've got him here?
No, I just want to say, Steve, you know, thanks for doing this heroic thing. Thanks for looking up these laws, because it's not easy, you know, pouring through these law books. You've been articulate in the way you've expressed this stuff, and I think you've given other people hope.
I think so, and I think that that what you've done, Steve, hopefully will inspire others, give them more than hope, give them inspiration to step forth and actually do what they want to do without asking government's permission first. Because if we really are free people, and I don't think we are, but if we really are free people, we have to act like it, and we have to not beg and not obey. And I think that's so important for us to think about, and it's shining examples like you that give people the inspiration.
I think we really are free. I just don't think the government believes it.
Well, the only way they'll believe it is if people start acting like it, though, right? Any final comments?
And rights, yes, rights not acted on are not rights at all. If there's any attorneys out there in North Carolina that are freedom-loving attorneys, the appellate process, which I'm about to enter right now, is much more difficult than the civil court process, because you have to have all your I's dotted and your T's crossed. So it's much more precise. So I could use some legal help navigating through the appellate court. But I'm going to be filing my notice of appeal tomorrow in the civil court, in Superior Court tomorrow, my notice of appeal. I am going to appeal this, and I am willing to take this all the way up to the North Carolina, at least the North Carolina State Supreme Court, because the law, anybody that can understand the words undue restriction or coercion can read the law simply says that the right to work shall be protected and maintained free from undue restriction and coercion. That's our statutory and constitutional right here in the state of North Carolina.
Steve, I wish you the best of luck on this, and hopefully we'll be able to stay in touch and kind of find out what continues to develop with your situation.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Because, honestly, there aren't enough people like you out there. I mean, we can count them on one hand, the amount of folks that we've had the opportunity to speak with that have done what you've done, and that is just stood up for their freedom and acted like a free person. And I thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. That's Steve Pruner from Outlaw Hot Dogs. You can go and join up with the Facebook group supporters of Outlaw Hot Dogs. And, of course, we'll do our best to keep in the loop as to what develops. So thanks, Steve. We're coming up. Hour 3 is next. Of course, open phones, as things normally are on Free Talk Live. We'll get to your thoughts on what you want coming up next. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.